A Simple Soul by Gustave Flaubert. Narrated by Paul Edwards, sound by Patrick Martinez-Bourna. Chapter 1. Félicité. For half a century, the housewives of Pont-l'Évêque had envied Madame Aubin her servant Félicité. For 100 francs a year, she cooked and did the housework, washed, ironed, mended, harnessed the horse, fattened the poultry, made the butter, and remained faithful to her mistress, although the latter was by no means an agreeable person. Madame Aubin had married a comely youth without any money, who died at the beginning of 1809, leaving her with 2 young children and a number of debts. She sold all her property, excepting the farm of Touques and the farm of Giffosse, the income of which barely amounted to 5,000 francs. Then she left her house in Sainte-Belaine and moved into a less pretentious one which had belonged to her ancestors and stood back of the marketplace. This house, with its slate-covered roof, was built between a passageway and a narrow street that led to the river. The interior was so unevenly graded that it caused people to stumble. A narrow hall separated the kitchen from the parlour, where Madame Aubin sat all day in a straw armchair near the window. 8 mahogany chairs stood in a row against the white wainscoting. An old piano, standing neath the barometer, was covered with a pyramid of old books and boxes. On either side of the yellow marble mantelpiece, in Louis XV style, stood a tapestry armchair. The clock represented a temple of Vesta, and the whole room smelled musty, as it was on a lower level than the garden. On the first floor was Madame's bedchamber, a large room papered in a flowered design and containing the portrait of Monsieur, dressed in the costume of a dandy. It communicated with the smaller room, in which there were 2 little cribs, without any mattresses. Next came the parlour, always closed, filled with furniture and covered with sheets. Then a hall, which led to the study, where books and papers were piled on the shelves of a bookcase that enclosed 3/4 of a big black desk. 2 panels were entirely hidden under pen and ink sketches, gouache landscapes, and Audran engravings, relics of better times and vanished luxury. On the second floor, a garret window lighted Félicité's room, which looked out upon the meadows. She arose at daybreak in order to attend mass, and she worked without interruption until night. Then, when dinner was over, the dishes cleared away and the door securely locked, she would bury the log under the ashes and fall asleep in front of the hearth, with a rosary in her hand. Nobody could bargain with greater obstinacy. And as for cleanliness, the lustre on her brass saucepans was the envy and despair of other servants. She was most economical, and when she ate, she would gather up crumbs with the tip of her finger, so that nothing should be wasted of the loaf of bread weighing 12 pounds, which was baked especially for her and lasted 3 weeks. Summer and winter, she wore a dimity kerchief fastened in the back with a pin, a cap which concealed her hair, a red skirt, grey stockings, and an apron with a bib like those worn by hospital nurses. Her face was thin and her voice shrill. When she was 25, she looked 40. After she'd passed 50, nobody could tell her age. Erect and silent always, she resembled a wooden figure working automatically. Chapter 2. The Heroine. Like every other woman, she had had an affair of the heart. Her father, who was a mason, was killed by falling from scaffolding. Then her mother died and her sisters went their different ways. A farmer took her in, and while she was quite small, let her keep cows in the fields. She was clad in miserable rags, beaten for the slightest offence, and finally dismissed for a theft of 30 sous which she did not commit. She took service on another farm where she tended the poultry.